Kortrijk in Belgium, Participation and Co-creation through Cultural Heritage. Giants are a particular tradition in the north of France and Belgium. Animated and dressed in local costumes, giants embody the collective identity of the town. They are carried by one or more people in parades, often accompanied by the local band. Manten and Kalle, Kortrijk's giants, were damaged and neglected in the 1990s. But the Belgian municipality wanted to revive this tradition through a contemporary and participatory method with a focus on an interactive process of co-design. They wished to invent a new giant for the city that would also reflect modern times and new social challenges, notably social inclusion and cohesion. This idea crossed an already started project from Bolwerk, a local NGO focusing on creation, encounter, wonder and ecology. The municipality and Bolwerk created the opportunity for citizens to invent, design and build new giants representing the diversity of the city while providing opportunities for the creative sector. The process of co-creation involved the local industrial design school and primary schools, visual artists, writers and illustrators, as well as craftspeople and the elderly. A survey was addressed to citizens to support the narrative of the project. Emma, the new giant, was presented to Kortrijk Citizen in 2018 during the annual city festival and registered as a citizen of Kortrijk. In Kortrijk, Emma, the new giant, now plays an important role in the development of a common story for all citizens of Kortrijk. Art and culture have been useful tools in this endeavor, triggering citizens to make changes in the city while addressing societal issues, stimulating innovation and enabling participation and engagement. An artistic invention can lead to participation, and local cultural heritage can be reinvented with the participation of citizens and relevant organizations, allowing new connections between the past and the future of a place. Making sure citizens can have an active role in the cultural life of their city will ensure a more cohesive society and build confidence for citizens to feel ready to confront various challenges such as climate change, resilience, well-being, security, or identity issues. Citizens' empowerment, in turn, contributes to a more democratic society that values freedom of expression and social engagement. A clear choice was made for a participatory and decentralized approach. Staff from Bolwerk led the project based on a cooperative management system between the city administration and a constellation of private actors and citizens, educational, youth and cultural organizations from the public and private sectors. Bolwerk gathered a group of volunteers via an open call in the Kortrijk newspaper, the local press and social media. This group is now responsible for the maintenance, cleaning, storage and performance of the giant. To set up a successful participatory process, cities can rely on their local cultural organizations, artists and the creative sector if they are given the freedom to develop their vision. What are the top tips to remember if you want to replicate such an initiative? Cities can provide financial incentives to participatory projects and review their funding mechanisms to set new criteria linked to efforts to engage with citizens and the local community. Creation is attractive to people. Starting outside cultural institutions facilitates engagement, and cities should know their local artistic and cultural resources up front. If the project can be rooted in a local tradition with a contemporary twist, it makes it more relevant and a good way to give heritage a new meaning and purpose. The process can be envisioned as an experiment, knowing that not everybody can be reached the first time. However, the process itself is as important as the result and the impact.